Greetings. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, May the 31st, 2015. Let's continue with the teachings for the month of May as we transition into the teachings for the month of June. We are working on the theme for 2015, which is the African science of born again and virgin birth through immaculate conception. We have been proving that the religious community and the scriptures and the scientific community and the literature accompanying the scientific community, we are all describing the same one universe. The ruling class and ruling families who control the religious institutions and the scientific institutions have done us a great disfavor by causing us to believe that religion is different from science and science is different from religion, when the reality is that the African ancestors are the root and the original teachers of both religion and science as one science of life. We said last time that in examining the scriptures and reading the definitions of words and studying the scientific texts of the modern day scientists, we have come to the conclusion that Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 is the Big Bang. How do I know? Because in the beginning, the gods and the goddesses created the heaven and the earth. Now the word beginning is key. The word beginning has to do with time and space. There is no time and space until the birth of light, the sun disk, the scientific Christ of the universe. 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago is the birth of the scientific Christ, the sun disk, light, heat, and sound, the atom of life. The birth of that reality, 13.7, 4.5 billion years ago, that process of birthing out of darkness. Then the scientific Christ, the sun disk, goes back into the dark water, original matter, and dark spirit, original energy, and pulls on the original matter, and pulls on the original energy, and renders from that pulling the manufacturing of the physical, visible universe, and at the same time creates time and space. So we know that Genesis 1, chapter 1 is dealing with Big Bang. Now Genesis 1, chapter 2, we know that verse is dealing with that which is called today string theory. String theory deals with the process of the universe before the Big Bang. Big Bang 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago. String theory is the study of the state of the universe before 13.7 billion years ago. All of this is important because Yahushua told us in St. John chapter 3 that we must be born again born of the water, born of the Spirit, in order to enter the kingdom of God. And we would say queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. So Yahushua is using the word water. And that word water is the dark water, original matter. And the word spirit is the dark spirit, original energy. And the original water and original energy called dark water, dark matter, dark spirit, dark energy, those words describe the dark expanse of the universe, the hidden and unseen reality that gave birth to the sun and gave birth to the physical, visible universe. That hidden and unseen reality outnumbers the visible, physical universe 10 to 1. The dark water matter and dark spirit energy that hidden and unseen reality outnumbers the physical, visible universe 10 to 1. And then when you examine dark water, original matter, dark spirit, original energy, and we see there that the Holy Spirit, dark spirit, original energy, outnumbers dark water, original matter, 3 to 1. So now we can understand the Trinity. The Father is number one, the Son and daughter number two, the Holy Spirit number three. The Trinity is the mathematical equation of the universe. For, as we said, Holy Spirit, dark spirit, original energy outnumbers dark water, original matter, 3 to 1. That is why Holy Spirit is number 3 and the Father is number 1, because the dark water, matter, original matter is the Almighty Father, God of the universe. Dark spirit, original energy is Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe. So we must study the science of the universe. I am advising all to study the scriptures, go into the definitions of the words, and study the scientific text. Grab some scientific books. Grab some Einstein. Grab those scientists that are teaching Big Bang theory and string theory, and do our best to understand both teachings. And then understand that the teachings are one, because the definitions of the words are that which describe the same one universe. So we said last time, the earth without form and void. Well, in verse 1, because of the beginning of time-space continuum, we know that the sun has rendered, at that point, after the Big Bang, the sun is rendering the waters and energy into the complete form of the physical, visible universe. So verse 2, the earth, which is matter, the earth, which is flesh. Your physical flesh comes from the earth. Therefore, the earth represents flesh. The earth represents matter in the universe. But in verse 2 of Genesis chapter 1, the earth is without form and void. This means that we are looking at that which is describing the state of the universe before the Big Bang, because it is after the Big Bang that the whole of the physical universe comes into complete form. So if the earth is without form, then this is before the Big Bang, at the point in time when all of that which would be the born Christ, the physical visible universe, you and I included, we were in utero before 13.7 billion years ago. Mother Universe preparing us for our birthing as the scientific Christ, the sun disk light, and as that water and energy that would be rendered into the physical, complete and with form. That's the process. So when we say earth without form, we are looking at the universe and ourselves before the Big Bang, when we were without form and void. So verse 2 of Genesis 1 is dealing with that which is today called string theory, and that which is today also called membrane theory, in that the universe is multidimensional and is like a brain, a membrane. And your laws of physics adhere to the various dimensions that originate those particular laws of physics. So in our reality, all of the universe and the laws of physics as we have experienced them had to be mapped out in the way that they were mapped out in our dimension of the physical visible universe, or else there would have been no life in our physical visible universe. So we have come to understand those things. We said the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And at the same time, I am reading an article about that is titled Inconstant Constants, written by John D. Barrow and John K. Webb. Do the inner workings of nature change with time? And this is under the rubric of astrophysics. The subtitle is astrophysics, and this is such a wonderful article dealing at one point with the very state and reality of the universe before the Big Bang. And I've been working this article and working this article for the last 2 weeks because it is so deep and magnificent. I have become reacquainted with that which is called Planck's constant. This fella named Planck came to understand some realities about the universe. Let's see if I can share some of the information from this article in my notes. There is an equation. Now, we are familiar with Einstein's equation of E equals mc squared. This equation deals with the Big Bang and the physical visible universe from 13.7 billion years ago to the present time. E is energy. We're talking about spirit. Energy is spiritual force that permeates the whole of the universe. We're talking about a derivative of Mother Holy Spirit. I will explain why I say derivative now. Well, let me explain it now. Because Mother Holy Spirit, dark spirit, original energy, accompanies dark water, original matter, in the unseen, hidden reality of the dark expanse of the universe that outnumbers the physical, visible universe, flesh, physical matter universe, 10 to 1, dark water matter dark spirit energy outnumbers the physical universe 10 to 1. So Einstein's equation, beginning with energy, is the energy that accompanies the visible physical universe that came into being 13.7 billion years ago to 4.5 billion years ago. E equals M. The word, the letter M symbolizes mass, matter, material. The physical, visible universe. The waters that have now, after 13.7 billion years ago, been rendered and manufactured into physical, visible, mass, matter, material. See, we're dealing with the universe on this side of 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago, the physical, visible universe. So, E equals M times C squared. The C is light, but the C is the scientific Christ. Because when you research the word firstborn, Mary's firstborn son, the word firstborn in the European Greek says Christ, the firstborn of creation. Well, you know immediately that you are not talking about 2,000 years ago. Because the definition of the word firstborn says Christ as the firstborn of creation. So when was creation? Creation is Big Bang. Creation is the birthing of the physical, visible universe of mass, matter, material universe, and the accompanying energy that accompanies mass, matter, material. We are talking about 13.7 billion years ago when you say the firstborn of creation is Christ. So what and who was the firstborn of creation? The firstborn of creation 13.7 billion years ago, Big Bang period of time, to 4.5 billion years ago is L-I-G-H-T, light. That sun disk is the light of the universe, the first atom of life, giving life to the whole of the universe, manufacturing time, space, continuum, manufacturing the physical, visible, flesh, mass, matter, material universe out of the dark water, original matter, the Almighty Father, God of the universe, and the dark spirit, original energy, Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe. The sun pulled on that original, unseen, hidden reality and manufactured from the original water, original matter, and the original spirit, original energy, dark water, dark spirit, and poured on that most powerful reality and rendered you and me from that reality, transformed us, because we were right in that original water. We were right in that original spirit. Purged us, purified us as members of the body of Christ, the scientific Christ, the sun disk, lifting the dross and the gross matter, reproducing us into the physical, visible, mass, matter, material universe. This is the reality of the universe. So we know that this verse 2 of Genesis chapter 1, when it says earth without form and darkness upon the face of the deep, is dealing with before the Big Bang, And we know that Einstein's equation, that C squared is Christ, the light squared, and the speed of light, 186,284 miles per second. You squared that. And so to make it easy, you say 186,284 miles per half a second. Multiply that number times 2, and you get the number per second. So E, energy, equals mass, matter, material, times Christ squared. That's the physical universe. I've come across an equation that deals with the universe before the physical, before the Big Bang, and is in reality the inverse of Einstein's equation. You see, it's so wonderful to talk to other human beings about what you are studying. One of the supervisors that is employed in my place of employment, I was sharing this information with him and not sharing this information perfectly, making some mistakes, but getting over that this Planck's equation is the inverse of Einstein's equation because it's dealing with the universe before the physical, visible reality of Big Bang, the sun, and the mass, matter, material universe in the physical. This equation is dealing with the universe before the physical. The state of the universe when the universe was empty. No mass, no matter, no material, empty space. And so the supervisor that I was speaking to was saying, yes, I'm speaking for him now. He said, yes, I can see how this equation is the inverse because you take whole numbers and make whole numbers fractions. He saw how the equation that I'm going to share with you, in being a series of fractions, is the actual inverse of Einstein's equation, because Einstein's equation are whole numbers. Now let me go ahead and share with you out of my notes. There is a scientific symbol called the alpha. And the symbol, the drawing to symbolize the alpha, that's the first letter in the Greek alphabet. Alpha, the first letter. Beta, the last letter, if I remember correctly, which is why the word is alphabet. Alpha, beta. Alphabet. Or I know beta is a letter in the Greek language. I can't say it's the last one. But alphabet comes from two letters in the Greek language, alpha and beta. And I believe beta is where we get the letter B, and alpha is the letter A. And we know that in religion, Christ is the alpha and the omega. Because Christ is the sun disk, the scientific Christ is the sun disk, and the sun disk begins the physical, visible universe in the physical, visible mass, matter, material, flesh after 13.7, 4.5 billion years ago, the Big Bang. So Christ is the alpha. So the equation begins with alpha. We are merging religion and science and saying to all religious people and all scientific people, stop arguing and stop the enmity and animosity and hatred and separation between the two communities, because you're describing the same universe using different words, but I'm looking at the definition and I am easily able to merge the religion and the science, because we know the African ancestors, the original metaphysical scientists of the universe, gave this knowledge to us, both religion and science, as one science of life. Alpha begins the equation. Now, Alpha is the universe. Alpha as the universe equals E squared. E squared is energy. Okay? Alpha the universe equals E squared divided by 2 times E over 0 times H times C. Oh my goodness. I love to wrestle with this science. The alpha, let me try to explain this equation. The alpha equals the physical, visible, mass, matter, material, flesh universe. Therefore, alpha equals you. Have we not been told that the whole of we are members of Christ's mystical body? The scholars have you and me as members of Christ when we so-called convert to Christianity. But the science and the religious text, when examining the definitions as science, is teaching us that we have been members of Christ's mystical body from before creation, which is before 13.7 billion years ago. So Alpha is you. Christ is you. Christ is us. Christ is this whole physical, visible universe led by the sun disk as the scientific head of this scientific Christ, the whole of the physical, visible universe. The E equals electric charge on one single electron. It equals energy. So we're dealing with Mother Holy Spirit. We're not dealing with the derivative of Holy Spirit, but we're dealing with the original spirit, original energy of the universe. Because we're on the opposite side of the physical universe now. The Alpha, as the physical visible universe, would be where we would find Einstein's equation dealing with the physical visible mass matter material universe. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.